And what about the petrol pump? What's the history behind
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, the petrol pump, the tank of that's in the garden at Cross Cottage, actually.
Oh, is it?
With its, which is outlet pipe. Because I think the garden, the yarded area, was enclosed by the Gibbards. So when I bought it, there had to be a clause that the land had been in possession for 20 years, etc., etc. But I think it was perhaps in dispute as common land, and John's father had built a petrol tank there before the hedge enclosed the ground. But the petrol tank was still operational when I moved in the early 90s, and I used to fill up my car there. So people would come and go for a pint or two and have their... David would come out, and that's John's father, would come out and manually pump, because it's a hand pump up the fuel. They put it on the tab and...
So it was part of the pub, really?
Oh, part of the pub, along with the... So John's got a number of businesses now, of course. He's got the pub, Karen runs the post office, they've got holiday cottages, he's got the farm, he runs a bus as well. But... David's father, of course, when their family moved here, they were tailors. So the little holiday cottage is called Taylor's Cottage. It was a tailor's, they were tailors. And the shop used to sell all sorts of things, sold everything.
I wish it still did.
From the shop. And I've still got some granddad shirts I bought there when John had the closing down sale that were from the 1950s then. You know, with the button down, the collars. So they sold everything, and David had a mobile van. So he was ahead of his time, because Tesco's van coming round now. He went up in all the hills and had his round with his vegetables, bread, gammon. He had a gammon slice in there.
This is milk. David.
That's John's father. John's David father. Had that, and the shop and the post office and the pub and the farm. They had so many, so many businesses, and that's what you have to do. You diversify, and they were very enterprising people, and John continues that to today. Mm.